An Indigenous-owned not-for-profit is one of 9 organizations to receive funds from the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC, which will be used to build homes in communities across the North. On January 8, One Bull, Tree to Home announced it had received $3 million as a finalist in the CMHC's Housing Supply Challenge, with a chance to secure an additional $5 million later this winter. Candace Larson, One Bull's business development officer, said the organization first applied to the program last January, one of 252 applicants, and made it through the first round, receiving $1 million in funding. 18 recipients were further whittled to 9, with each receiving $3 million. Those semi-finalists will now enter the final stage of the competition, which will conclude in March with the selection of 3 game changers, each of which will get $5 million. One Bull has already seen an impact from the funding, Larson said. That kind of dollar value impact investment has really been instrumental in the growth that One Bull's achieved recently, Larson said. Very quick competition, but incredible growth that it's achieved for us. One Bull's Indigenous-led approach to homebuilding is designed to speed up the process, while training community members in trades work and creating ancillary construction services. One Bull, supplied. Incorporated in 2022, One Bull is led by Wakotowin Development, a collaboration of 3 First Nations in the Northeast Superior area, Chaplot Cree First Nation, Missinabe Cree First Nation, and Brunswick House First Nation. Their partner in the initiative, the Quebec company Boreal Products, makes the Thermalog, a slab of high-density expanded polystyrene sandwiched between 2 lengths of white pine. Using thermologs instead of traditional stick construction aims to offer an all-in-one housing solution, exterior, insulation, interior, structure, and aesthetic, speeding up build time and simplifying the construction process. One Bull's mission is threefold. Help alleviate the current housing crisis by building more homes. Train members of participating communities in skilled labor, thereby easing the labor shortage. And address economic inequities in northern, rural, remote and indigenous communities by creating new opportunities. Participation in the Housing Supply Challenge has enabled One Bull to fast-track progress in all 3 areas, Larson said. One Bull has secured very significant indigenous ownership in a thermalog manufacturing facility that's proposed for the Sturgeon Falls area, west of North Bay, she noted. The facility is in development, but Larson said they're aiming for an opening around the end of 2025 or early 2026. Once complete, the facility would have the capacity to supply thermalogs for more than 500 homes annually to the Ontario construction market, and revenue from sales would be reinvested into One Bull's housing efforts. C. Tree to Home solution aims to increase reliable Indigenous housing stock. In addition, the organization has been able to further develop its Train the Trainer program, which trains instructors in the thermalog building process, who then lead participating community members in a build right on site. The goal is that communities that purchase thermalog homes through One Bull would become self-sustaining, maintaining homes and building new ones over time, Larson said. 7 people have so far been trained in the process, she noted. 2 are from Chaplot Cree First Nation and have gone through the full training build cycle, leading teams in the construction of 3 homes. Larson said communities have been responsive to the alternative homebuilding method. When we're talking about stepping away from drag-and-drop homes, the engagement and excitement is there because most of the nations see, and are tapping into, capacities that they have within their own communities, she said. And so seeing a housing solution that would support their own nation's capacity is something where we're seeing a lot of engagement and uptake. To date, 22 units have either been sold or are in the process of being sold, in both Indigenous communities and municipalities. They include Chaplot Cree First Nation, Brunswick House First Nation, Kashechewan First Nation, Fort Albany First Nation, and Attawapiskat First Nation. Later this year, more units will head to municipalities, including Hearst. One Bull currently has more than a dozen proposals out to new potential community partners, and several are for multi-unit developments. Word of mouth has certainly helped spread One Bowl's message, as did the organization's inaugural housing summit, held last June in Chaplot. The two-day event surpassed One Bowl's expectations, Larson said, with more than 80 people attending at the peak of the conference. To give participants a first-hand view of One Bowl's process, they gathered at an active construction site and took part in constructing a home, a component Larson called eye-opening for participants. A follow-up conference is planned for a future date, although details are still being determined. Our target would be that our next housing summit would be hosted at that pilot project in a different northern municipality, Larson said. So bringing the same kind of crowd up to a different community to showcase a thermal log build within that community itself. A house under construction using thermal log technology in Brunswick House First Nation in 2024. One Bowl supplied. One Bowl has until early February to submit its application to the final stage of the Housing Supply Challenge in order to be eligible for one of the three $5 million grand prizes. Winning that stage would further speed up development of the Sturgeon Falls manufacturing facility, Larson said. Though it seems like the organization has achieved a lot in a very short time, Larson said this is just the beginning. This has been an absolutely amazing milestone for One Bowl, but, really, it's validated the power of an Indigenous-led innovation in housing as a whole, she said. It's really shown that an Indigenous-led solution can address systemic challenges that we've been experiencing across Canada.